Above Amal's fourth annual Festival Les Blues du Fleuve, musicians from around West Africa gathered along the Senegal River to play traditional rhythms and modern beats before thousands of spectators. But they were also there to draw attention to issues of education, a topic of increasing relevance to people in northern Senegal. As one of Africa's most acclaimed musicians and a youth ambassador for the United Nations Development Programme, Mal is using the music festival in his hometown of Podar to talk about the future of the region's children.
I think education is one of the most important gifts that we can send to the next generation or to pass to the next generation, because I believe that without education, the next generation in Africa will not be able to understand what's going on in the whole world and how to go into it and how to exchange ideas, how to use the modern way of communicating to be part of the world. I think education is really, really a key to develop the mind and to develop the spirit and to be free for a lot of things.
Podar is located in Senegal's northern Fouta Toro region and is home to the Poular, Tukular, and Fulani ethnic groups. Primary school enrollment in this community of about 12,000 people is traditionally lower than the rest of Senegal. Harouna C helps coordinate programs in the region for the community-led development group Tosten. He says education has historically been a low priority, especially among girls. C says Poular culture has close ties with Islam, so a French-based education for girls was not a priority as it was in areas where there was more direct contact with European colonizers. He says Tosten programs are helping parents become more aware that educating their daughters is not a handicap, that a woman who is well-educated, even if she spends less time working at home, will contribute enormously to Senegal's development. The local government in the Fouta region is working towards United Nations Millennium Development Goals to ensure universal education for all primary school-aged children. Sidina Khan heads the region's Department of Statistics and Planning for Education.
Il y a 30 ans, le pays était 2276 filles.
Over the last 30 years, Ken says, female registration in schools across the region has grown from just over 2,000 girls to nearly 26,000. While more than 60% of the region's children are now in school, Ken says there is clearly much work to be done. When Baba Mal first started his festival 5 years ago, he wanted to use music as a platform to discuss socially relevant issues, including education. By using music to encourage girls to get an education, he says everyone will benefit.
Music is a beautiful thing to do, but at the same time, it's a very serious thing in Africa, because everything that people didn't know about the history, about the relationship between communities, families, and how to live together, all have been told through music. And music also at the end of the day is the reference to know the responsibility of every human being here. All over the world, people don't seem to know that women are coming at the front line. And it's a good thing because they have the ability to be together. They focus on their all the projects that they have till they have a good result. And especially here in Africa, when women want to be together, they all succeed.
Mal says in a society where traditions are very strong, it's not easy for women to leave their families. But he says he is working to change tradition and to make it into something that benefits a generation of educated young women. Amanda Fortier for VOA News, Podar, Senegal.